Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Ellis Ludwig Leon was deep into studying composition at Yale when he started playing around, integrating pop tunes with orchestral arrangements. He finished school and retreated to the proverbial woodshed to compose what would become San Fermin, a sleeper indie hit in 2013. NPR named it one of the most surprising, ambitious, evocative, and moving records of the year. Loads of critics and fans joined in, and after a lot of touring, another album, and a few personnel changes, San Fermin's new album, Belong, is due out in April. We're listening to the track, Open. The chamber pop band San Fermin is among a number of bands, including Bombino and Salif Keita, at Crash Fest at the House of Blues in Boston this Saturday. We wanted to catch up with the band leader, pianist, and composer Ellis Ludwig Leon first. Ellis, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your work used to be played at concert halls and now in rock clubs. Did you ever imagine that when you were studying composition?
I always had a band on the side. And I used to play, little shows in places at Yale, cafeterias, things like that, basically anywhere that would have us. So I had a sense that maybe that would happen, but it has been shocking how quickly we've kind of migrated to rock clubs all the time.
Well, it's also in this record, you write about a shift in perspective. You used to write more about characters from films or books, and now you're writing more about yourself. What is yourself in these songs?
I think when I started writing songs, I had a lot of trouble when I tried to write from the first person. I felt like I would always end up saying stuff that felt overblown or grandiose or kind of just stupid. So it helped me to write from the perspective of, other characters from books and movies and things like that. But, as I've gone on, and this is now my third record, I feel like I've gotten a lot more confident writing just from my own perspective. So I think these songs are a little more personal maybe than the ones in the past.
Well, let's hear a little from one of those songs, Bride. First, tell us a little bit about it.
This song is based on a story that happened to me. Where it's about basically a dissociative moment, a panic attack at a wedding. But the song is imagined from the perspective of the bride, which I obviously was not.
Let's hear it. Not exactly it is the picture perfect wedding moment until she's just checked out.
I always found that weddings particularly are such a strange experience for me because it's like there's so much pressure on them to be this perfect experience. There's so much money and so much sort of, expectation and hope behind it. And those are traditionally the kinds of experiences that often make me the most anxious.
I wonder about that anxiety. You're a band leader who really isn't out front of your band. Is anxiety behind that? You prefer to kind of linger back?
Maybe less that. I've never quite had stage fright in the way that, I've heard other performers talk about it. I think more it's the fact that, I have never particularly liked my singing voice. And you know, I get to work with two singers, with Alan and Charlene, who have such great voices. And I realized that, you know, the way pretty early on, I realized that the way this band would work the best is if it was an opportunity for all the musicians to really feel showcased. You know, I'm obviously writing the songs and doing the interviews and things like that, and I'm perfectly happy to cede the spotlight to better instrumentalists and better singers and musicians, you know, when we actually get on stage.
You mentioned Alan and Charlene, Alan Tate and Charlene Kay. They were both on your previous album, Jackrabbit. But San Fermín, through the years, has worked with a couple of different singers, both of the women in Lucius, Ray Cassidy. So when you are composing, are you hearing specific voices? I don't mean voices in your. Do you hear voices?
Yes, I'm hearing voices. Yeah, no, Alan and I have worked together since we were basically 15, and you know, it's at the point now where when I write a song for him, I mean, I literally can hear his voice saying the words. You know, I know his voice so well. And Charlene joined the band over 2 years ago now, and so you know, I think this record is. Even though she sang on Jackrabbit, I feel like this record is the one where I really was getting to know her voice and where she sounds the best and what she likes to do, and you know, hopefully that really comes through.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Alan Tate singing the song Bones.
These are just the bones telling me what everyone knows. We are not alone. Man, love. If I could take you home, the bodies tell the rest of the story. Maybe we resolve ourselves. Honey, you should know there's two of me at play. One will turn to go and one will turn away. And I know we've got decisions to make.
That's the song Bones from the new album called Belong from the Baroque pop band San Fermín. We're getting a little preview of that new album that's coming out in April with Ellis Ludwig Leon. He's a band leader and composer for the band, and they're playing Crash Fest in Boston this weekend. I did read that the first album was composed pretty much at Banff, you know, way out in the Canadian wilds. But since then, there's been a lot of touring, a lot of life on the road. Are you able to compose with all that motion going on around you?
You know, I can write on the road. I wrote the song Emily on the last record and a couple other ones I wrote when we were on the road. But I generally try to reserve writing for when I'm home, or at least not traveling, you know, because I think the way that I like to write, it's you know, I write for all the instruments at once. I don't do that. I don't really sit at a piano and just play chords and sing. So because that's the case, I often need my gear and my studio and also just a little bit of mental space. I would say basically, you know, I try to make sure when we're scheduling our tours that there's, you know, a month here and there that have breaks. And when I wrote a lot of Belong, actually, was after we had finished a year and a half of touring on the last record, and I came home and basically had, you know, a month to do nothing except for write and think. And you know, my girlfriend was gone for the month, and it was just basically just me in a house feeling kind of weird. So I always find that that's kind of the best way to start.
So we get the smooth R&B song, and we also get the song No Promises, which is kind of a more vulnerable and I think maybe more realistic love song.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I suppose it's a love song in its own way. I wrote that song basically to my bandmates. That song is about, yeah, you know, it's weird. We've been playing, you know, shows for 3 years. You know, people are getting a little older, and it's basically about the fear that I have that they've entrusted me with, you know, their lives in a way that I might not, you know, be ready for or be able to lead them to what they want. So the song is basically saying, you know, hey, Thanks for sticking with me. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. so that's kind of the general gist there.
All right, let's hear I Won't Promise You. And Ellis Ludwig Leon, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Ellis Ludwig Leon, he's bandleader and composer for the chamber pop band San Fermin. We're listening to the song No Promises from the new album called Belong, which is out in April. You can hear and see a video for the song Bride from the new album and find more on Crash Fest. That's a packed night of music. Salif Keita, Dabi Touré, and the Touareg guitarist Bombino. And you can hear our interview about Bombino. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.